This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do not rain on me. It's, oh my goodness. Did anybody hear that besides me?
What now?
Yeah, that was an accident. Sorry about that.
Oh my God, Bryn, you scared the hell out of me.
Here's my computer just making some chirps.
Honestly, my,
you know,
you're chirping.
Why?
Has
Why
are you taking my?
I don't even think Vinny heard it.
I didn't. I put my headphones on a couple seconds late.
Oh. Anyway, it's nice outside my window. Here we go. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by radio.com.
What was the sound? Why are you so alarmed?
It was just so loud.
It was high loud.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
It was like beep beep beep, but it just stabbed in my head holes. It was worse than my COVID test. It's
hey,
just like,
Bryn.
Wah!
Yo.
Did the Comrex thing get fixed, worked out okay, or?
It hasn't. We're still troubleshooting it right now, but it's working right now. It's actually working. The problem is that it's random. So when it does happen, though, we do have a procedure that I can actually contact somebody and have them help troubleshoot.
Okay,
yeah, you spent your whole day on the phone with Comrex.
Yeah.
Like Comrex is, no one's ever even heard that word outside of the, you know, the building, and I had never heard it before March 13th,
right.
Which is when we took a Comrex unit home with us, and we were like, oh, this is how we connect to the station. But apparently, if anyone ever needs to be connected to a radio station, these guys, man, the customer service is just astounding, and
yeah,
probably
great.
They're probably getting a lot of calls these days. I mean, I'm assuming we're not the only stations in America, Merca.
I'm sure, yeah. They have a lot of professional broadcasters out there using their stuff. So
yeah, it's good job, Comrex. Way to be a model for great customer service.
They're on the East Coast, though, so, you know, I have to make sure I got everything done by 2 o'clock.
Oh,
right,
of course. Hate that. That's
Does the guy go, sorry, it's 5 o'clock my time, I'm out of here.
Something like that, yeah. He was like, I gotta go soon. I'm like, oh yeah, it's 5 o'clock over there. Snap. Let me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spend all night on the phone with you, sir. They don't pay me enough. It's Comrex. The place is called Comrex, you know. Radio.com is what brings you this edition of the Celebrity Trash. With the Radio.com app, you can get our show's full podcast, which can come in handy when we're on vacation next week. You're gonna wanna download some old shows, you know, maybe go back and listen to some old secret shows. Those are hot. I'm going to start with Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Because why not? You know, honestly, this doesn't have anything to do with COVID. It's like she's a breath of fresh air in the world of COVID and all the things that are swirling around us. Congratulations to Kim. While the rest of us are like, uh-oh, how am I going to make my next rent or house or food or payment? Or electrical, she's now worth $900 million. So I guess she'll be the next billionaire over there at the Kardashian.
That's
household.
Her without her husband's money.
Yeah, she just she owns this thing called KKW Beauty, and she
KKW.
Just sold KKW Kim Kardashian
right.
West.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, neither one of us is wearing a lot of makeup these days. I guess they're known for their, hold on, they're known for their
Well, I've
color.
Heard of Revlon, and I've heard of,
sure.
you know, I just
Cody
never heard of KKW. I've heard of MAC.
Yeah, sure. Well, KKW is a thing, Vin.
Okay.
And they value the company at $1 billion. She doesn't own the whole thing.
Wait, what? How did her sister become a billionaire with makeup, right?
She sold, I think she sold 51% of her Kylie Cosmetics to Cody, and that's when she went over the billion mark. Well, allegedly, they say that she might not be worth that.
Who's Cody?
C-O-T-Y, Cody. But huge makeup.
Oh, okay. I thought that was another Kardashian. I'm like,
Oh, no. Coty, as in the cosmetics.
Okay, so they're both cosmetics. Yeah. I don't know. What do you
call
that?
She's also got those Skimonos.
Skims.
Kim does, yeah.
Skims, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got that. She's got, they've got all, and they make money doing that show of theirs that I don't even know who watches.
Well, if you remember, they were making pretty good money on that dumb video game or the app.
Yes. I want to say she made like $100 million the first day, like, you know, the Kim Kardashian I Wish I Was Kim video game where you could buy little outfits for your Kimoji or, you know, Kimitar, whatever it was. They got their fingers in all kinds of stuff. So she was worth whatever she was worth, and she owned most of, and still owns. Oh boy, look at that! Those are the Skims, Slim Kims. So this will, they're saying this is the second major Kardashian cash out in a year. Kim Kardashian West is selling a mere 20% stake in her cosmetics company KKW Beauty to Coty, same place that bought Kylie stuff, for $200 million. The deal values KKW Beauty at $1 billion, making her personal net worth about $900 million.
Good for her.
Yes, congratulations. She is the majority owner of KKW Beauty with an estimated 72% stake in the company. I guess she'll be down to 52% after she sells this 20% stake, which I don't think is supposed to happen until early 2021. Her half-sister Kylie also did that big deal with Coty. She sold it 51% of Kylie Cosmetics at a valuation of $1.2 billion. Jesus, these numbers. It's crazy. So she is not even the majority shareholder in that anymore. They say that her thing is known for...
It's so funny. I thought the whole point was to sell the minority stake. So that you are still in control of your thing. But she sold just the exact opposite, the amount that gives them control.
Right. Well, good, she's 20. Her. So, you know, maybe that's what they insisted on, and maybe that's why they valued it so high.
Yeah, I would have sold the whole damn thing to them.
No doubt. I'm like, oh, God, what? I don't have to work anymore? Sounds fantastic.
Right.
Let's see. They say Kris Jenner probably owns about 8% of Kim's cosmetic deal. They say KKW Beauty is known for its color cosmetics like contouring creams and highlighters. You know, I don't even know what those are.
Me neither.
You know, Nicole does it. She does a good job with her makeup. Maybe you know. Do you ever buy any KKW Beauty stuff?
Guilty, yeah. I'm not proud of it.
Oh, really?
Kardashians too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just look at their makeup because sometimes if you look, you can... If you like see a shade, you can find it cheaper with a different makeup line.
Ah.
So, So I bought Kim's eyeshadow palette from her wedding. That's what I bought because it's just neutral colors, and that's what I like. I don't like.
She put out an eye. This is from my wedding. This is the palette.
Don't shame her.
I'm not. I'm shaming Kim Kardashian.
She's already feeling bad. She's already saying I'm not proud of it. Now you're making it worse.
It's not a dig on you, Nicole. It's so funny that
it sold out. And I was like, the first time it sold out, so I was like, okay, not meant to be. Then it's like anytime
not
it's
meant
her,
to be.
Yeah, not meant to be. I'm so heartbroken. And then anytime it's her wedding anniversary, she re-releases her wedding line.
Oh, of course she does.
So
she's amazing. Wow. You know, I've got to give it to them, you know? Way to turn a sex tape into a goddamn empire.
I know, right?
Honest to God.
And like my little sister bought Skims from her.
Oh, and how do they work? What does she think? What's the
review? She likes them. She likes them a lot. Especially when it gets hot, she will just wear them around the house as like loungewear. So not like the picture that Brynn showed you. There's like different ones. There's like
There's like full body suits you put on to kind of nip and tuck you.
There's like underwear, excuse me, and then there's I forget what the other one, like workout, and then now she's coming out with sleepwear, which looks just like her underwear. So I don't know what the difference is.
But she's got workout stuff like yoga pants and stuff. Because, man, I live in yoga pants now. So yeah. I can't fit into anything
yeah,
else.
So
maybe I'll get
has
some
like
Skims.
She has like a sports bra and like kind of like yoga pants type.
Oh. Yeah. And your sister just walks around the house in those.
Yeah. It looks like she's just wearing a workout outfit.
Oh. Well, there you have it. It's the hip young people who are buying all this stuff.
Seems pretty thin though. The material is that right, Nicole? Like
yeah,
it almost looks see through.
So that one actually you wear underneath clothes. There's another line. There's like all different lines.
Oh my god! Oh, yeah, that one, can
tape.
I see right through that one?
Well, that's the tape that you put on, and then you tape your boobs up.
You tape
your boobs up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I see.
Is that? Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. So it's
like a
you,
bra that's
yeah,
just.
Yeah. If you're like wearing a like really revealing dress, you tape your boobs so you don't have to wear a bra.
And it gives a support and shape
it makes
too.
Your boobs look amazing. That's
incredible.
Wow. That's boy.
It's painful.
I am. So,
oh, is it painful?
I don't know. I've never tried it, but it looks like it hurts.
So relieved. I don't have to worry about this stuff. Jesus. Give me a sweatshirt and a pair of pants. I need to, oh my god! Hey guys, back to coronavirus. Hey. AMC Theaters. They're screaming that they're on the verge of bankruptcy, so they were thrilled to be reopening in July. And guess what? They're not gonna
they're
do
reclosing.
That.
They're reclosing.
Yeah, they're reclosing. So they postponed their reopening to the end of July. The delay was actually expected. There were a couple movies that were slated to come out in mid-July. The new Mulan, the live-action one, and something called Tenet. Is that T-E-N-E-T? Can you look that up? And they were, apparently that's, maybe there's some stars in that. I don't really know that movie. But they were expected to open this month, and so AMC was like,
Christopher
awesome.
Nolan, Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
Michael Caine. Let's see.
Wow.
It's a spy film.
All right.
Well, don't get all excited about it. It's not coming out till August now. So it looks like AMC, who was sort of hanging on to those, like, okay, actual movie release, you know, new movies to the movie theater. We can do this. Let's use this as our...
Is that animated or is that an actual movie? Michael Caine is no young man. Mm-hmm. And what's his... Who does the other name you said?
Christopher Nolan. Is he the director?
He's the director, Nolan. Yeah.
Yeah. All
and
right.
And then Robert Pattinson is the spy. Anyway, throughout last week, it's become pretty clear that cinemas are not going to be able to reopen in mid-July as planned. So everything gets pushed. But it's sort of everybody decided altogether. The movies got pushed back. AMC said, fine, we won't reopen. AMC is going to reopen its first 450 cinemas July 30th. Tentatively, I guess, because honestly, that could get pushed back too. We're in the direction of the trajectory that we're headed right now. And then they're saying that they want to open the rest of them in early August. So good luck, AMC Theaters. I know you're struggling like everybody. Broadway also, you know, I hadn't even really thought about Broadway, but of course, that's, you know, those are theaters
right,
full
shut
of,
down.
Yeah, full of not just the audiences. Obviously, they can't go, but all the actors, all the stage hands, all the people who do all the things. There's a huge production that goes into even just one person being on stage. They are closed through the end of the year. Broadway, they're saying, is dark. The lights are out. They might reopen in January. They're not even looking at the fall. They're just like, we're canceled. You guys figure out what you're going to do. Another sector that is... I hadn't even really thought about these people either, but circuses like Cirque du Soleil.
But didn't we? I think we did a story where there was a circus in Texas, but they were in the middle of their, you know, touring when they just said, all right, we're going to park. And they've been parked.
Because where are they going to go?
They're just sitting wherever they were at the time that the shutdown started to happen.
I think, haven't elephants been sort of outlawed in traveling circus? Like, I don't know. They probably don't travel with the kind of animals we think of when we think of a circus, which is good because how are you going to feed and house all those animals?
Well, I just don't think they should be doing that with animals to begin with. But
agreed. So hopefully they don't have that problem. Cirque du Soleil has filed for bankruptcy. Cirque du Soleil has some permanent installments in Vegas and probably in other places too. But as you know, every year a tour comes through here, and I think it's actually in the fall that like a Cirque used to park over at the. There used to be a big lot over by AT&T Park, Oracle Park, which, whatever the hell it's called now. Right. But there's a building there now, so I don't know where
there
they do
is?
It now. Yeah, there's a building right across. Well, where I went to see it, maybe they've been moving it further and further back as time's gone on. Don't you drive right by that every day?
Used to.
Oh, right. In the olden days? Anyway, they've cut about 3,500 jobs, Cirque du Soleil has.
Oh,
yeah. And they've filed for bankruptcy protection. They're trying to survive this, but it looks like they're struggling just like everyone else. And I'll leave you with this absolutely horrible story. A North Carolina racetrack lost a bunch of sponsors, and even races were like, we're not holding our race there. The owner of a North Carolina racetrack placed a Bubba rope for sale on Facebook. I guess there's a Facebook marketplace. I've never experienced that. But there's a racetrack there, and they made light of Bubba Wallace's the noose situation. This guy's name is Mike Fulp. He's the owner of 311 Speedway, and he posted an ad for a Bubba rope on Facebook Marketplace in reference to the noose that NASCAR found in Wallace's garage stall at the Talladega Super Speedway. In the post, which has since been taken down, Fulp wrote, "Buy your Bubba rope today for only $9.99 each. They come with a lifetime warranty and work great." So there's that. We got a long way to go, but we're trying to make strides. And Facebook shutting that down is, I guess, a step. You hear about all the people dropping off of Facebook. They say Mark Zuckerberg's personal net worth has gone down by $1 billion.
Yeah.
All these sponsors dropping off.
You know, just real quick, because I don't even need to make a whole story out of it. On the flip side to that Facebook post is Mississippi is about to change flags because they had the stars and bars in their flag.
Yep, redesign.
And it's done. They just are doing it. And that's really a big step.
I mean,
I know that we shouldn't have to congratulate them for that, but...
But we are anyway, because you know what? Two steps forward, one step back. At least you're a step forward.
Right.
Vinny, what's coming up?
Your terrible memory.
Oh,
how to smell like outer space.
Oh.
And more after these.
Oh. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.